Claire, to that first topic, the issue of masks. Early start for Jim O'Callaghan. What's the proposal?
Yeah, so this would be an amendment essentially to the Criminal Justice Act, and it would seek to allow Gardaí to ask a protester to remove a face covering if they suspect that that individual is trying to conceal their identity or trying to intimidate others. And it would also allow them to go up and remove the face covering from the protester without a warrant. And it would also enable them to lead to a prosecution if the individual refuses refuses to do so.
Okay. Maeve O'Connell, is this what provoked the urgency for this particular measure, do you know?
Well, this is a common sense measure. We all know why people are wearing masks at the protests, and it's not in the wider interest for that. So I don't think it's unreasonable expecting people to be publicly visible, that they can be identifiable. So the only reason that people are wearing masks to this level of extent is because if there is trouble, that it's more difficult for the Gardaí to identify them, which we have found as an issue, that's more difficult for them to be arrested, which we have found as an issue, and that's more difficult to prosecute them. And we need to discourage these type of protests, which aren't intended to be peaceful protests. Demonstrations are certainly part of a normal functioning democracy, but these type of protests, which have been developing over the last number of years, are not peaceful protests. And I'm sure everybody here and everybody listening wants to see the return of normal peaceful protests that we can all participate in safely.
All right, Aidan Farley.
Yeah, to an extent, I'd agree. I think there is merit to what is being proposed. It's still early days in terms of what we've seen to the level of detail that this proposed amendment will bring. I think it's really important to emphasise that the right to protest is very valuable, and we've seen the merits of that over generations in Ireland. But once we start to bring in legislation like this, it needs to be very clear. There needs to be a rationale that can be brought about by the Gardaí to make sure that it is only if and when there's a reasonable expectation that the people we're talking about will intimidate others or be responsible for a public order offence. We should bring in and consider at committee stage changes to make sure that the rationale for doing this is clear, that there is protections in place for those who are wearing masks on medical grounds or on religious grounds. There are certainly things that we should have a debate about. But like Maeve said, what we have seen is some very concerning trends in terms of the reasons why people are wearing masks to conceal their identity and to go beyond what should be peaceful protest.
All right, Maeve O'Connell, from what you said at the outset, you seem to be saying that masks at protests are simply unwelcome and should be done away with at all. Is it slightly more nuanced than that? Is it only where a Garda deems it to be intimidatory, as per Jim O'Callaghan's proposals, or would you personally like to see it go further?
As I said, I think this is a common sense measure. There's no reason for that number of people to be wearing masks at what is supposed to be a peaceful demonstration. And I'm also interested in the other aspect of human rights. There was a neighbour of mine a couple of weeks ago, just wanted to go into town to go to Arnott's like she often does of a Saturday. And because there was demonstrations in town, which were very well managed by An Garda Síochána, but still in anticipation, public transport was suspended and cancelled. So my neighbour wasn't going to be able to go into town. And she was just trying to exercise a normal legal right. So my issue with all of these demonstrations is it's preventing ordinary people from going around their ordinary business. And if this measure can restore us to that sort of normal, peaceful protest, I think it's brilliant.
All right. Teresa Reedy, this is another string in Jim O'Callaghan's bow, it might be argued. That is Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Law and Order, which is, you know, traditionally what the other party in government, Maeve's party, would have styled itself before this.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case. And we've just passed 100 days and there were quite a few evaluations of the early performance of the government. And interestingly, Jim O'Callaghan was one of the people, I won't say he did well because the government generally didn't do well, but Jim O'Callaghan did better than some of the other government ministers. And it seemed to have kind of been quite prepared for his brief and been a very early mover in terms of bringing forward forward and propose new legislation and new responses to matters. And this is kind of, I suppose, generally kind of addressing the kind of question of lawfulness, or probably the other way around, lawlessness in certain areas. And it definitely is kind of setting out the parameters that this is a small part, but of a bigger potential for electoral competition between these two parties. So we're moving in a trajectory now where Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in government for the second time around, and there will be less and less that differentiates them from each other as the next election approaches. And here is an example where you know, the Fianna Fáil Minister for Justice is staking a claim on an area that has kind of long been associated with Fine Gael, and importantly with the identity of Fine Gael as an electoral competitor. Right. I think it's also the continuance, though, of certainly flashpoints between Jim O'Callaghan, who was a spokesperson in the previous Dáil period, with Helen McEntee when she was Minister for Justice, and he was often very critical of her in relation to law and order matters, kind of arising, I suppose, think about the Dublin riots as a kind of a major point, but it was a kind of a continuation of a long discussion around that, around Garda numbers, around kind of policing, particularly in large urban areas. And I think this is him kind of trying to flip the coin and move it forward. But I think the last thing that has to be said is, like, this is a relatively small matter. You know, many of the problems that are kind of in the justice and law and order area have their roots in social deprivation, not really in policing and other matters like
all
that.
Right, Claire Scott, the objections, such as they are, coming from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and people who engage in protest themselves, they won't do Jim O'Callaghan any harm bringing this forward. That's not exactly his natural base.
No, and I just to kind of touch on what the Irish Council of Civil Liberties are saying, or their major concerns is that there are a number of people who, you know, will be wearing masks for medical or religious reasons. And I think we have to consider this new move coming from Jim O'Callaghan and couple it with the other measures that are being brought in from previous governments as well. So we have the Garda body worn cameras, and you also have the facial recognition plans that are going to come in. When you bring all that together, they're arguing that this is going to be some sort of a chilling effect in terms of people, you know, protesting and, you know, demonstrating, you know, their disagreement with the government. So, you know, I suppose this is just, we have to wait and see what kind of problems all of those combinations of measures are going to spring forward in the future.
All right. The other thing the Irish Council of Civil Liberties says, Maeve O'Connell, is that Gardaí already have significant powers under the Public Order Act. They can ask people to move along. They can, they have powers to respond to somebody acting in a violent or threatening manner. They have powers of search and arrest. So in their analysis, existing criminal law is sufficient to police protests. It's a matter of implementing it.
I think it's very interesting that you make those points, and I think that,
well,
Claire made the point that
they're the points of the Irish Council of Civil Liberties.
No, absolutely, and that that Fine Gael, as Injustice, introduced the Garda cameras and also the facial recognition, and all that Jim O'Callaghan, after 5 years of hurling from the ditch, is bringing to government is masks. So I don't think Jim O'Callaghan is being transformative in this area at all, after all his talk for the last number of years. And I think the Gardaí have managed very successfully, again, to talk about the demonstration a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there was two groups of demonstrators. There was the demonstrators and the counter-demonstrators. And I think, in fairness to the Gardaí, with those powers and just good policing, they managed that very, very peacefully.
Okay, so Jim O'Callaghan is bringing forward. Jim O'Callaghan is bringing something forward that's not all of that important. The guards, by the anecdote you've just told, can cope with it anyway. So, I mean, you find yourself strangely in agreement with the Irish Council for Civil Liberties then.
As I said earlier, I think most people who wear masks at these protests are not doing it out of interests of protecting themselves from viruses or for religious reasons. I think we all know why they're there. And I think this is one of these common sense measures that makes sense. And if it can make us all safer when we're engaging in demonstrations, I think that's all to the good.
All right. If people want to be anonymous at a protest, Aidan Farley, are they not entitled to be anonymous?
And I think if we get this right, we can still do that. I think it's if and only when there is reasonable grounds that the Gardaí will have for concern in terms of intimidation or public order, that is when this rationale will be applied. I would share in Maeve's concerns about the minister. I think there are certain things that would very much concern me about how the new department has hit the ground running. We're still not seeing the tension being ruled off the table in terms of people living in asylum centres. That's a really concerning move for me. So it's not all rosy at all. And actually, if we don't get this right, there's some very legitimate concerns that the ICCL are sharing. We need to listen to those. We need to take real credence to those, because otherwise we could move to a state where there are people who, for justifiable reasons, are concerned about their ability to rise up to voice their concerns about the state. We should not be able to, we shouldn't fear rising up and protesting if and when it's a legitimate reason. But if and when there is a risk of public order, the guards should be empowered and be able to put down rationale for being asking people to remove their masks.
Okay. Sure.